Democrat Raphael Warnock dodges questions about domestic dispute accusation. By Sean Moran on December 27, 2020. Georgia Senate Democrat candidate Raphael Warnock dodged questions this week about an alleged domestic dispute with his ex-wife in March. Video footage emerged recently in which Warnock's ex-wife claimed the Georgia Democrat ran over her foot during a verbal argument. After the video surfaced, Warnock dodged questions from a local CBS station regarding the accusation from his ex-wife. He also accused Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, his opponent during the January Senate runoffs, of playing games. "I'm going to stay focused on my family, which includes their mother. And I'm going to stay focused on the people of Georgia who during a pandemic are still waiting on relief all these months later while politicians including Kelly Loeffler are busy playing games," Warnock said Thursday after his ex-wife, Ulani, alleged that he ran over her foot. Loeffler said in a statement this week that Warnock's refusal to answer questions regarding the domestic dispute accusation serves as part of Warnock's inability to be transparent with the public. "Domestic abuse is a serious issue that Georgians deserve answers to as to what exactly happened. Unfortunately, it follows a pattern of what we've seen that Raphael Warnock has not answered the hard questions in this campaign," Loeffler said in a statement this week. In the dispute between Warnock and Dee, Warnock said, "She won't move, and she's keeping the door. I'm thinking she's clear and I barely moved and all of a sudden she's screaming that I ran over her foot. I don't believe it. This man is running for the United States Senate. And all he cares about right now is his reputation," Dee said in the video. Dee said that Warnock is a great actor. Watch the altercation between Warnock and Dee here. The dispute between Dee and Warnock occurred over divorce paperwork as Warnock was preparing to challenge Kelly Loeffler. Dee and Warnock divorced 2 months later. The Georgia Senate runoffs play a pivotal role in the battle for control of the Senate majority. If both Loeffler and Senator David Perdue, RGA, lose in January, then Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, the vice president-elect, becomes the Senate's tie-breaking vote. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.